Many songbirds in Southeast Asia are now on the list of threatened bird species, having been decimated largely due to incessant capture for trade. Liberec Zoo in the north of the Czech Republic is coordinating a conservation campaign involving some 200 European zoos, which are striving to save these species from extinction. I spoke to the zoo's spokeswoman, Barbora Tesarová, and began by asking her to explain why so many songbirds in Southeast Asia are threatened.
They are losing their natural habitat, but they are killed as well because demand for songbirds in Southeast Asia is extremely high, and it's affecting hundreds of species and involving millions of individual birds annually. The trade is often illegal and unsustainable. The reason is the Indonesian people love birds. The problem is cultural, because if you travel around Indonesia, you can see that every single house is having many cages with songbirds.
Right, so what kind of birds are we talking about?
There are like tens of endangered species, but the campaign is focused on the main six flag species, which represent the whole groups of the birds. And we are talking about the Bali Myna, Nias Hill Myna, Javan Green Magpie, Sumatran laughing thrush, straw-headed bulbul, and white-rumped shama.
Right. Now, within this campaign, you were working on a bird clock that is to be part of the project to raise awareness of the plight of these birds. What will it look like, and what inspired the idea of a bird clock?
Yeah, that's right. The idea of the bird clock, which would represent the endangered species of animals, is older than 10 years, I guess. But right now, we think it is the right time to make the dream true. There are two main reasons. The first one is Zoo Liberec will celebrate 100 years anniversary next year. So we would like to present something new and extraordinary to our visitors. And the second reason is the Zoo Liberec is the coordinator of the campaign, which represents the most endangered species in the world. So these two reasons are why we would like to present the bird clock.
Why is it a clock, and what will it look like?
Okay, there is a small village close to Liberec where there is an astronomical clock, and they are really nice. So we had the inspiration in this village, and our astronomical clock will be similar to the clock in the village. And there will be six main species, and every hour, the one of them will appear from the window, and they will sing their song, their bird song.
So on the hour, every hour, visitors will see a bird come out.
Yeah, exactly.
And hear the bird song.
Yeah.
Why exactly only six when there are 24 hours in a day?
Because only six of them are flagship species of the campaign. Because if we present like 30 or 40 of them, it could be confusing for the visitors. So that's why we decided to select only six represents of the all birds.
Who is actually making the clock? What about the mechanics? It can't be easy to do. Someone is making the models of these birds, right?
Yeah. We work in the cooperation with Technical University in Liberec, and we put them the pictures, photographs, and the 3D models, and they made a beautiful, like, 1 meter big bird for the clock. And they are made of the wood and the steel.
A 1 meter tall model?
Yeah.
How big will the clock be?
Yeah, very huge, very huge. They will be part of the tower of the building, and the building is the oldest building in the zoo, and it was the office for the first director of the Zoo Liberec.
So visitors to the zoo will be able to see the clock there. It will be on the grounds of the zoo.
Yeah, exactly.
How many other zoos are involved in this project around Europe?
Right now, I think it's about almost 200 zoos. And we have already managed to fundraise around 150,000 euros. That's great. And this money will be used for the conservation project in Indonesia.
Do they each have special projects? What are they doing?
Every zoo has a different strategy. Some zoos can't donate money because we are the NGOs, non-profit organizations, so we are not allowed from the law to give some money to the campaign. So we make special fundraise activities in the zoo. For example, in Zoo Liberec, we put a huge screen with the picture of the rainforest. And visitors could buy the sticker of the pre-selected bird and could release it from the cage and stick it on the screen. And each sticker cost €1. So we managed to fundraise a lot of euros from these activities.
And what kind of feedback did you get? How did the public respond to this effort?
To be honest, the Asian birds are not the most sexy animals in the world. It would be easier to save pandas or rhinos or gorillas. So it's quite difficult for educators to find some activities that would be interesting and funny for children. But children are great. We started the singing competition and we asked the kindergartens, primary school and secondary school to create their own bird text of the song, and they make a video how they are singing for the saving songbirds in Indonesia. So people like it, actually.
So how else can people help?
There are many ways how do they can help. The first of them, they can help us collect binoculars, because all binoculars will be provided to the NGO Green Books, which settled more than 100 eco-libraries across the Indonesia, and all binoculars will be sent there, and the local children will use them for bird watching, and the special trained educators will go with the Indonesian children to the nature and will show them and teach them how to appreciate birds in the nature and not only in the cages.
How much are you hoping to collect and what will the money be used for?
We would like to fundraise around €250, and this money will be used for pre-selected projects in Indonesia. For example, we would like to built a new rescue center in Sumatra Island because there are no rescue centers for birds. The markets are full of the endangered birds and the trade is illegal. But when the policeman or the government or whoever comes to the trade and would like to confiscate the birds, there is no place where to put the birds after confiscation. So there is no law enforcement. So that's why we would like to build the rescue center where we could rehabilitate the birds and then we could release them back to the nature. Or the second project is there is a tiny, beautiful tropical island close to the Sumatra island where the last population of Nias Hill Mina surviving. So it's very important to protect these islands from the poachers. So we would like to pay salaries for rangers. We would like to rent a boat and put the high and would like to rescue the island from the poachers.
Right. Now, this campaign is already underway across Europe. Is that right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
people can help in various ways. When will visitors to your zoo be able to see this unique bird clock?
If everything goes according to the plan, we would like to present the bird clock in the September.
Right. Mrs. Desetrova, thank you very much for your time and good luck with the project.
Thank you very much.